Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brent Maine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ippolito Pichardo. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The third baseman, Terry Jorgensen. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McCray hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes McCray. The throw from Webster and he is safe. McCray steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Brett reaches second base with a double. McCray scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gwynn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field. Jose picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jose. Jorgensen moves to third. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Puckett takes first base on ball four. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Puckett moves to third. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Maine reaches second base with a double. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive towards short. Rabule reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maine scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Lind. The throw from Webster and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reboulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reboulet hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. Jose strikes out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gwynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Knobloch moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Knobloch scores. It's Royals, 2, Twins, 2. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maine hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Maine reaches second base with a double. Joyner scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Main scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Jose batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Gwynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to third. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knobloch tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Mayne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mayne is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Mayne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pichardo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lind is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne bunts towards the mound. Trombley fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 3 in the game. Jose strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Lind scores. It's 5-3, Royals. Mark Guthrie now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Webster reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Jeff Rebule. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webster moves to third. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webster scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Royals. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Leo is now playing shortstop. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for Chris Gwynn. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Maine is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Maine strikes out. Two outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds now playing left field. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Brian Harper pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Randy Bush now playing right field. Jose Lind batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lind is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jose is 0 for 4 in the game. Jose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. David Howard now playing third base. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bush strikes out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Webster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield pinch hits for Scott Lewis. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Winfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. JT Brewitt pinch runs for Dave Winfield. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.